8345.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back here to start off the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. I appreciate you joining me. You know, the market did not do particularly well this week. The conventional stock market, the precious metals markets did very, very well. But the conventional stock markets didn't do all that well. And I'll tell you why I think that's the case. I think people are getting very, very leery, even more so than they've had in the past, about big government. We talk about that a lot on this site. Listeners are aware of the fact that, I and virtually all of my guests do not approve of big government. Here's a couple of issues that just came out yesterday after the markets closed, that just pours more gasoline on the fire. And this is courtesy of Bloomberg. First of all, Obama expands aid for delinquent homeowners. The Obama administration seeking to help more homeowners lower their interest rates and shed mortgage debt, or relax the rules on a federal loan modification program and triple its incentives to banks. Now, I have to tell you, in my humble opinion, that is nothing more than seeking a way to buy votes. Trader Rogers with me. Buddy, what do you think?
Absolutely. That's the only reason for it. Also, if you're going to give incentive to banks, what does that mean? I guess you're going to give them money, you're going to give them better terms. There's a variety of things they could do with the banks to enhance the ability to help the homeowners. So the bankers get help, which they're in trouble, and the homeowners get help, and they're in trouble, and the president wins because he gets more votes. It's a pretty good deal.
It's a pretty good deal aside from one thing. It's a huge step away from the free markets. And in the short term, people may applaud, but let me tell you, they're not going to be applauding in the long term, because that's when the trouble is really going to occur. First, the president says we're not going to bail out businesses anymore, and then he turns around and he provides a way to basically help the banks again. Whatever happened to free enterprise, for lack of better terms? Okay, here's another one that I don't think is going to bode well for the market. Again, from Bloomberg, quote, Obama pushes Buffett rule to House Dems. President Barack Obama said he will press Congress to revise tax breaks that help rich Americans pay lower tax rates than many wage earners, as he rallied congressional Democrats around a populist election year message. Now, the thing that a lot of the folks out there are not aware of, perhaps because they don't stop and think about it, but in order to get those low tax rates come from what's known as capital gains tax and dividends, okay? In order to get the capital gains and in order to get the dividends, those investments have to be made with pre-tax dollars. So they were taxed once. Now, on any profits, free markets, they're going to be taxed more a second time. Raj, that doesn't seem right to me.
No, it's totally wrong. I think that the capital gains tax should be where it is, or it should might even be better at 10%. I've long been a fan of Mr. Forbes' idea of a 10% flat tax. I think all these taxes ought to be 10%, and probably 80% of the tax is eliminated totally. It would be easier to compute the taxes, number one. Number two, it would give massive relief. I think you would have a boom. You would actually have a boom, because companies, particularly small companies, which comprise 70% of business in the United States, are just getting killed with taxes and red tape and welfare payments and a variety of other things. They're getting crushed. If they had a flat tax of 10% and a lot of the other taxes were removed, and we just went along with the standard deductions for Social Security, I think that business would do very much better.
Well, you really have to ask yourself, how much investment would there be on the part of the very wealthy? And I've gone over this question in my mind numerous times. And there's no middle of the road on this. You talk to liberals and they're going to say the amount of investment wouldn't change one iota if the tax rate was, let's say, doubled, you know, on those types of investments. And then the Republicans, or the more conservative, fiscally conservative people, are saying, as I am, No, that's a huge disincentive. Just another example of a nail in the coffin of our economy, Raj.
Well, you look at a situation, let me cite an example from the 1920s. World War One ended, and there was a depression right after the war because a lot of things came were walking backwards. But the government in the United States did not touch anything economically or otherwise with the American people in that depression of 1920-21. It only lasted 18 months because they let it alone, and look what followed. The Roaring Twenties, all kinds of building and construction, all kinds of expansion. The Roaring Twenties were a product of being left alone with small taxes and a reasonable opportunity to open a business and make money.
You know, I would agree with that 1,000%. Well, I'm seeing more and more things happening that just don't bode well. And I hate to keep repeating this because I am basically a very optimistic person, but the amount of new regulations coming down, the fact that the president gave a State of the Union address last Tuesday that really said not much of anything other than what he said when he first took office, the fact that, as the Wall Street Journal very accurately pointed out, the freedom index in business in the United States has gone down dramatically. The four top countries in terms of business freedom are in the Far East, interestingly enough. I find that to be absolutely staggering, and I have to tell you, it bodes not well in any way, shape, or form for the United States, Raj.
No, I agree with that. I think Singapore is one of the ones that's more free, and some people that we talk to that are very knowledgeable on China, even though that's a control and command economy under communist leadership, they say in many respects China's even freer than the United States. I find that hard to believe, but it could be partially true.
You know, it really is. The last thing I want to talk about here, and then we're going to get back to segments from the Cambridge House Investment Conference, but the last thing that I want to talk about is, I have to tell you, the class warfare that our president has started and denies that's occurring around this upcoming election is absolutely terrifying to me, Raj.
I agree with that. With all the problems economically in this country escalating rapidly ever since about 2005, first the housing went down the drain, then the employment went down the drain, and now we see all this takings and big bonuses and things by the bankers who were made whole when they should have been bankrupt. And, the American people that are broken and busted and the retirees that have had their pensions taken away from them are now looking at all of this, and you're looking at a situation where you've got a high expensive group with hundreds of millions of dollars, 1 to 1 or 2% of the country, and then the rest of the people, the middle class, sinking into the lower class. And those kinds of things not only cause class warfare, but the social problems that are coming out of this are indescribable.
You're basically saying that you're condoning the fact that the wealthier folks should be taxed at a higher level?
No, I disagree with that. That's you can't pick on a group like that and make them make more taxes. If you gave them a flat tax of 10%, the incentive for them to start up new businesses and spend money would be much better.
Okay, and that was what you were saying earlier, but I misunderstood, but class warfare is not a good thing. We have all the ingredients for social unrest right now on the table. A rough economy. We have entitlement issues that shouldn't be there. We have all kinds of things, and I feel that the president is pouring gasoline on the fire by encouraging, for lack of better terms, this election to be between the successful and the marginally successful, and the not successful at all. I find that to be very, very disconcerting. I have all the empathy in the world for those folks who are struggling right now. We put our money where our mouth is. We help in every way that we can. But to make this a major issue in an election over something that I personally believe is false, and that is, he is implying, our president is implying, that simply if wealthy people paid more taxes, that would solve the problem. And I simply don't understand that. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back from Vancouver, BC, in the Cambridge House Investment Conference.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with both Bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. As I've said numerous times during the course of this particular show, it is originating in its entirety from the Cambridge House International Investment Conference up in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm chatting right now with Larry Ray. Now, before we begin our conversation, I have to say something in the interest of full disclosure. Number one, I own stock in Larry's company. Did Larry give me the stock? No. I wrote a check to my broker. We bought the stock. Point number two, Larry's a sponsor on our site with American Manganese. We mostly follow, almost in the entire scope of our sponsor companies, are gold and silver, because I really believe in precious metals. Let me tell you, I also believe in diversification. And the story that Larry has with American Manganese, in my opinion, is really, really fantastic. Now, you've had a couple of gold companies. They've gone into production, et cetera. You're now in Arizona with American Manganese. Why did you start in that area?
That's where the manganese is.
Well, I know that.
So it's, you know, I mean, the reality is there's no production of manganese. It's not a well-known metal
right
on this side of the world. Certainly it's well-known in South Africa. It's well-known in Australia and China and mm-hmm. Europe. But here in North America, with no production of it, again, it's just a mystery.
Right.
We've been trying to educate everybody about manganese now for several years. When we were looking for a deposit, we luckily managed to obtain the largest deposit of manganese in the United States.
Yep.
It was overlooked because of the low grades. Even though it had had production back in the 50s and the 40s for the strategic stockpile, and the U.S. Bureau of Mines had done a lot of work on it. They had developed the sulfurous acid process, which worked so well on our ore that we can get all the manganese out in 10 minutes to an hour and a half.
No kidding.
Yeah. 90, the high, mid-90s. Percent recovery. So that's only part of the battle. The other part is, how do you process it at the end so you've got a good, clean product for electroplating?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but in order to solve that particular problem, your plant is up and running now.
The pilot plant. Yeah.
Pilot plant.
That's completed now, Al. And
yeah.
It was successfully completed. We've got all the results. All of our concepts about the process have been proven out. It'll be used in the pre-feasibility study next month. Those results are certainly going to set us on a new course. Which
I think you're right.
More definitive numbers to work with. We'll have more definitive numbers to talk to off-takers, potential joint venture partners, and, of course, financing. So, you know, we're all anticipating the 43-101 pre-feas.
Just in terms of a release date on that ballpark, within 90 days?
Hopefully we're shooting for the mid-February.
Okay.
I hate setting myself a solid date. I get criticized for not doing it. But
right.
Things are out of your control. And,
well, you've been in the game a long time, and you know that, you know, the worst thing you can do to your shareholders or to potential shareholders is make a prediction and then not have it come true. That's absolutely terrible. Let's get around to the capital side of the picture, Larry. Now, last time we talked, you're in pretty good shape in terms of capital. You can go into certainly the near term without raising any more money. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then after that, production will take care of, revenues from production will take care of the majority of your capital needs.
We still need to raise the capital and put the mine into production, and we still need more capital.
I understand that, but the thing that I want my listeners to be aware of is that, yes, you do need to raise more money, but there is on the income statement, there is another side to the story, and that is money from production.
That's right.
Yeah, that's important to realize.
That's the goal, and you know, we're still aiming for mid-2014. We've had ongoing environmental work done on the property in the last year. That's continuing. And, you know, we've had preliminary meetings with the BLM. We've had meetings with concerned people. For sure, we're not... our project, Al, is a clean, green technology.
Oh, yeah.
That makes, you know, one of the products is to be used in the green tea, clean, green area, which
right.
is the battery powder. When you're working in an environment like that, you don't have those huge hurdles of preconception to knock down and some of our friends have talked gold down.
Well, exactly. And that, you know, and that's another important point. Larry, let's talk a little bit about the uses of manganese. Now, batteries is the first thing that comes to my mind.
Certainly batteries use what they call electrolytic manganese dioxide, and that's made on the anode. We make the metal. Metals used in stainless steels and specialty steels, in the aluminum industry and electrical industry, and then at industries like welding and pigments and the smaller portion of it.
I find it absolutely fascinating that given the high demand and necessity of manganese in industry, it's amazing to me that the United States imports all of their needs right now.
Well, certainly it was very scary. If you go back and look at some of the articles that were written in Time magazine back in the 40s, for example, when manganese became critical, I mean, let's face it, the biggest thing that manganese is used in is the manufacture of steel,
yeah.
Production of steel.
Right.
There's no replacement for it. There's absolutely no substitution. You have to have it or you don't have steel.
Right.
And as you know, steel is the backbone of any
industrial economy in the world. Any industrial economy in the world, exactly. I publish my portfolio on our site, and it's very interesting to me, and looking at our sponsor companies and in looking at companies that I'm invested in, 2011 was kind of a tough year, Larry, in terms of the market, but yet your company really stayed up there pretty well. So that's showing that there is interest in what you're doing because you've got a very unique situation.
That's true, although we did lose half of our value.
Well, but you didn't go below the price at the beginning of the year, which was 30 cents. I mean, everybody lost a lot of money. There's no question about that. But your particular situation stayed above where it was in January. I mean, I know that for a fact because I bought it in January. So let's wrap this up. Tell me a little bit about your management team real quick.
Our management team, we have, of course, Mike McLeod, our COO. He's been involved in this type of endeavor before. He makes sure that everybody's on their game when it comes to the pre-feasibility.
Right.
And that Cometco are on their game. We try to keep them on the timeline. Other things, of course, change the timeline. But Mike's an integral part of my management team. I have a staff at the office that not directly involved in mining, but involved in the internet, and, you know, financing activities, and all these people pull together to make a team that can successfully see a project through from an idea to finally being completed.
That's the exact reason that Big Al wrote a check to buy the stock. Okay, having said that, remember, not investment advice. I am not a registered investment advisor. Remember, I own the stock. They're a sponsor on our website. You want to get more information? Click on their banner. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. The program is originating its entirety from the Cambridge House International Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia. I got Sean Rockamoff with me right now, and we're going to kind of pick up where I left off with James Turk at the end of the first hour of the show. James was very, very bullish, obviously, on gold and silver. He said, "I'm a bit more of a silver bull right now." Question for you, Sean. You're a silver guy. Why is James perhaps more of a silver bull?
Because silver relatively maybe underperformed gold, at least in its own market. For instance, gold made a new high in nominal terms, an all-time high, when it cleared, say, 850. Silver barely touched its own all-time high, the $50 mark. It's now trading around 32.
Right.
So has a lot of ground to make up. That said, going back to the beginning of the bull market, silver has outperformed gold by at least 100%.
Well, I'm a believer in silver. Our listeners know that. My last trade for 2011 was purchasing some silver through Sprott Asset Management, through one of their 100% backed trusts. I'm very, very comfortable with that. You know, I want to talk about a couple of things as to why I buy silver and why I think listeners should buy silver, and it's real simple. It's not a short-term deal. It's not a deal that you invest in to make a quick profit. It's a deal that helps you sleep at night because you know currency collapses, what have you, silver's going to be there to help you.
Well, I think you got it exactly right, Al. I mean, you and I talked on the subject a number of times, but generally speaking, silver is money and has been historically all over the world. The word for silver is synonymous with money in 52 languages. And yes, at this point, you probably will not buy silver to make money, although I still think the potential for the entire cycle is still about a 10-bagger from here.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying that's not my motive. My motive, purely and simply, is I want to have something that I can count on, you know, that's going to provide me with value all the time, for lack of better terms.
Well, yes, the safe haven aspect of it is definitely there. It's been there through history, and I don't see how and why it would be different this time. So, absolutely, it will perform that role.
All right. Let's talk about various ways now that you can get involved in the silver arena. Obviously, you can buy physical. Obviously, you can buy derivatives of sorts. Obviously, you can buy shares in the silver industry. I know what the answer to this question is, but I'm going to ask you anyway. What's the best thing, in your opinion?
The best way is, of course, to get physical silver, and an even better way is to take physical delivery of it or possession. Beyond that, that would be my number one step. If you don't have it, I would put the bulk of your assets in that category. And after that, you have options. You can look at some of the funds, like, say, something like Central Fund of Canada or Sprott Physical Silver Trust or some of the others. And I would not go with the ETFs. I don't trust them. I never have. I never advocated either one, either GLD or the SLV. That wouldn't be something I'd be interested in. But some of the silver companies at this very moment provide tremendous value. A bunch of them are trading, even the blue chips, trading close to 10 times earnings right now. That is not normal for silver. They trade anywhere from 20 to 60 times earnings. Because silver is such a small market and the price moves very rapidly, as we have witnessed last year.
Yeah. What do you think about silver stocks? Stocks of the publicly traded companies involved in the industry.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even the blue chips in that sector right now are trading at very compelling valuations. In fact, this morning there's been a takeover in that area when Pan American acquired Minefinders. And Minefinders started as a grassroots exploration company. In this cycle, I remember it going back to about 2002. It was a penny stock, and they grew and made discoveries. They built the mine in Mexico, and they were eventually bought out for $1.5 billion. So that's the kind of success you can find in the mining stocks.
How did you get involved in silver? Now, you came over to North America from Russia, if I'm not mistaken. We're both a couple of Russian guys here. But why silver as opposed to a myriad of other opportunities?
Well, I was working on Wall Street in the 90s during the dot-com boom, and I was trading like mad, like everybody else. You could call me a day trader at that time, and I was losing money. And I didn't like it one bit, so I decided I have to study. There's got to be something to it. So I started studying, took courses, read books, and figured out that, you know, there's a method to the madness. And the next bull market was going to be in resources, and particularly in precious metals. I dug deeper in there, and I found that silver would outperform gold at least three times for the duration of the bull market. So that basically clinched it for me to be a silver bug. I mean, I expected all resources to go up, but because I didn't have any background at the time, for me it was you had to know things about copper or lead or oil or other things. Precious metals, you didn't have to.
I agree.
And then silver is to gold what gold is to everything else. Silver is gold on steroids. So that's why I became a silver bug.
You know, it's interesting. I turned the corner about the same time that you did. I was doing what I would call very, very vanilla business radio for about 8 years, starting out in, 1992, 1993 in that area. I saw what was going on as Sean lost a whack of money. He says day trading. I saw what was going on in the market, and I have to tell you, I had absolutely no faith starting in about 1999 in the conventional stock markets. I had no faith in real estate at the time. Where am I today? Well, I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. You know, thanks to my investments in gold and silver, and quite frankly, thanks to recent investments in real estate at truly bargain basement prices. Sean, I am amazed that anyone around the turn of the century didn't come to the conclusion, the same conclusion that you and I did. It absolutely blows my mind. How could anybody have any faith in the conventional stock market back in those days?
Well, it's hard to say. It goes to mass psychology, in my opinion, of which someone named James Dines is a pioneer, and I'm a fan of his, at least of his work. If it didn't work that way, we wouldn't have markets. By definition, to have a market, you have to have the majority to be wrong.
Fortunately for us, I got to know you when silver was $3 an ounce. I switched over to gold when gold was $2.54 an ounce. We're a couple of pretty happy campers, aren't we? And you will be, too.
Hey, listen, speaking of happy campers, got Roger Wiegand walking by the recording area here, Trader Raj. We were just talking about the enthusiasm that Sean Rockamoff and I feel about the precious metals markets for 2012. We're looking for a major upward trend in both of these particular areas. What do you think is going to happen? Gold and silver.
Okay, gold is correcting a little bit next week, but it's just routine technical stuff. We're seeing gold that'll go up to 1850, 1923 for the first big run, then probably a pullback to 1800, 1850, and then up to $2,050 potentially by the end of the first half of this year. Now, depending on news in the second half, the summer and into the fall, we could go to 2250, 2450 for gold, but that depends on some activity out of Washington and Europe. On the silver side, we have broken out of most of the congestion between 30.5 and 34.5. The next stop is 36.15, 38.15, and then after that, 44, 48. And if we're lucky, we might see 48, 49 again. I don't think we can make it by June, but I think by the end of the year we will.
All right, there you have it from Trader Raj. Listen, stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back from the Cambridge House Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life. That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the last segment of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. We are chatting right now with Bob Moriarty, and I have to tell you, we're dealing with a subject right now that you may think is irrelevant to the general topic of this show, which is business, politics, etc. We are talking right now about internet security. Now, this came to mind to me in a number of ways just in the last 30 days or so. One of them is the government with the SOPA situation. We talked about that. The other one is I had some money stolen from me courtesy of the internet. Turns out that that money will not be returned by my bank for up to 45 days. I'm a little concerned about that. And that really makes the little blonde lady and I stop and think about the importance of internet security. Now, the internet is very, very important to me because of what I do. The internet is also very, very important to Bob Moriarty, a good friend. Bob has one of the strongest websites out there when it comes to discussing economic, political, hard money issues, etc., and 321 Gold, and he's very concerned about internet security also. Bob, give me your thoughts on this, will you?
You keep using the term internet security, and Al, I don't think there is any internet security. We've had, we've had so many breaches of security. A lot of people store credit cards, and there's a lot of credit card thieves out there, and there just flat isn't any security at all anymore, including from the government. You know, all the social sites, you share an enormous amount of information. We have too many people who have too much access to too much information, and I think that everybody's going to be stolen from, and I think that everybody's going to have identity theft problems, and I think that everybody's going to be embarrassed by things they post on Twitter or Google or Facebook or something like that. The internet is a two-edged sword. It does some really wonderful things, but there's a really bad side to it, too.
Well, the Internet is a two-edged sword. I find the Internet to be incredibly useful to gather information. But in terms of garnering material for our program, I don't use the conventional media at all, other than the editorial pages occasionally of the Wall Street Journal. I get all of my information off the Internet because it is about as up-to-the-minute as you can get with the various sites out there. The thing that we need to discuss is, what can people do to protect themselves from the lack of security on the Internet? I really question the safety and the sanity of purchasing things on the Internet which demand that you have to give them a credit card number and all the information on the credit card or debit card to allow them to verify everything and utilize it.
Nobody has come to grips with this. You are absolutely correct. You go to the Internet, I go to the Internet to acquire information, but we're doing it for honest reasons. And if a guy wants to make a buck and doesn't want to work for it, he's going to go to the Internet and he wants your credit card or he wants my bank account details or Social Security number. And unfortunately, there's just a lot of people now who have decided stealing's a whole lot easier than work. I'm going to take this back to gold and silver for a minute. When I was a kid, you could reach in your pocket, you could pull out a silver dollar, and you knew that was real money. And then in 1965, we stopped making silver coins. And then 1971, we got off the gold standard totally. We no longer have a reference to honest money. You pull these tokens out of your pocket, and you know they're junk, and they are junk. So we don't know what values are. And I would argue, you know, even though I remember when I saw old farts, they were always, and they were always moaning and groaning about how bad things were. It truly is bad. And I think that in government, in medicine, in religion, in politics, everything is so corrupt now. We need to go back to honest money, and I think you really have to start there. We got too many people who are crooks now. When I was a kid, you left your keys in the car in the driveway at night, and, you know, teenage boys would go out and steal a car, drive it until it ran out of gas, and that was crime. And now, you know, you go into a restaurant and they're going to pop your credit card twice, or they're going to take the numbers and they're going to sell them to somebody. So we have a problem, and we need to go back to honest money to start a solution.
I don't disagree, Bob. I think it's a very interesting idea. You know, a colleague of both of ours, Jay Taylor, told me that one of the things that his professor in university told them is that there is a direct correlation between honest money and moral values in a society. And I think that that is very, very accurate. Let's get off on a little different subject here. I'd like to get your views on this. SOPA, what's your opinion?
The government wants to control everything. They want to have the power to throw people in jail forever, legally. Anybody they point at. They want the ability to shut down websites forever with no legal rights. SOPA has nothing to do with people downloading information. SOPA has to do with the government wanting to shut sites down because they don't agree with what the people have to say.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. My question, and again, this is something that I brought up earlier in prior discussions, but my question is, if somebody's breaking the law by selling pirated information on the Internet, what's wrong with just utilizing the conventional forces that we have today, i.e. the law enforcement agencies, etc., as opposed to giving the government the ability to send, as recently happened, FBI agents into a foreign country to pick somebody up?
Let me put it this way. Everybody that's ever watched a DVD, the first thing that comes up that says, if you copy this DVD, you know, you're subject to arrest for 500 years and $500 million fine. We have laws. I mean, we don't need SOPA. We keep coming up law after law after law after law that doesn't add anything to anything. I think it was Cicero who said, the more laws a country has, the more corrupt it is.
I think that's a really, really interesting point. Bob, changing the subject away from this, because I think we've talked this one into the ground, and I think we, at least I hope, that we have made our point. The Internet is a two-edged sword. you guys and gals out there, don't get on the edge where you're going to get hurt. Be very, very careful with any information, personal information, financial information about yourself, because it is amazing the level of sophistication that some of these folks have obtained to take advantage of you. Bob, quick question. Getting back to business, now we've got some interesting things going on in the precious metals markets. I'm sensing the same thing happening in the securities sector of the resource sector. By that, I mean, obviously, the stocks of the companies involved in the industry. I'm seeing the decoupling that happened last year going away, and I'm seeing the companies coming back in terms of share price. Do you think that that's going to continue throughout 2012?
I can't tell you whether it will continue through 2012. I can tell you that I think you're very accurate. There was the greatest decoupling dichotomy in the last probably 50 years between gold and gold shares. And the shares certainly are waking up. When everybody hates gold shares, you want to be buying. And when everybody loves gold shares, you want to be selling. And that's the hardest thing for investors to learn. We could have a runaway gold market this year. And what I would like investors to think about is there's going to come a time you do want to sell gold and silver.
I think you're right in a sense. I think there's going to come a time when you're going to want to sell your gold and silver stocks. But in terms, I don't know, I buy gold and silver for different reasons. I buy it for insurance, and I'm not really sure that I would ever be really, really enthusiastic about selling that insurance policy. Comments?
From the insurance point of view, that's absolutely true. But when things get as stupid as they did last April in the silver market, and they did get stupid, you need to sell the silver that you've got for investment purposes. You don't make money by sitting on this stuff until you die. You got to buy low and sell high.
What are your thoughts as to gold prices and silver prices in 2012?
Higher.
I'm hearing some very, very interesting projections out there. I'm hearing $150, $160 silver, and I'm hearing, you know, significantly higher gold prices up in the mid 2000s. I think that people who say anything other than higher, I have to say, I think are very, very mistaken. My comment has always been, the trend, I think, is going to go this way. Where is it going to stop? Who knows? Nobody knows. Bob, appreciate your time, my friend.
Anytime. Hey, thanks very much, Al.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.